This is KABC Radio. I'm Jerry Nichols. Latest crime statistics released today show an alarming rise in violence. In the last 5 years, homicides in Los Angeles County are up 79%. Robberies are up 68%. Aggravated assault, another violent crime, shows an increase of 59%. Rapes have increased 61% and lesser crimes are up too. Today I spoke to Los Angeles Police Commissioner Herman Baldwin.
The fear of crime has brought a deterioration of our community. It's almost as if we've been struck by enemy bombs. The number of citizens killed and maimed by criminal violence has produced in me a great and personal resolve. The only way we're going to win, and make no mistake, this is a war. The only way we'll win is by assuming the offensive. Positive policing is the answer. We've got to deploy all our resources. Criminal violence will destroy our community.
But what are the resources needed to diminish the alarming rise in crimes? There are those who say heavier prison sentences and an increased police facility are enough.
Yeah, I'm one of them.
There are others who believe that prison never cured anyone. And judging by the rise in violence, it never deterred anyone either.
Here comes the commercial.
At the State Hospital, Dr. Irving Clark.
I know it's your radio station, and I sure like Miss Nichols, but I can't take this.
It's not my radio station. I'm only the architect for the new one. Miss Nichols is late.
She's still on the radio.
They recorded that earlier. Hey, there she is now.
Don't you be late for dinner. Your daughter sure ate well last time.
That's because of your great cooking.
For her, nothing is too much.
We won't be late.
We're supposed to be there at 10:30.
We'll make it. The senator's aide would not get off the phone. Oh, and Los Angeles Magazine's gone for my idea of a series of articles on criminal rehabilitation.
That's great. Hello, baby. You look really good.
Hi, Carol. We're not late, are we?
Has there been any progress this week, Doctor?
Nurse tells me she asked for dinner on Thursday night. That's the fifth week running. She said a few words.
That's not much after 2 years. Will she ever come back to me? Will she ever be normal again?
You're her father, Mr. Kersey. You can only give her your love. And your prayers, too.
I remember you liked kites when you were a kid. You still like them? Bought you your ice cream yet?
You mean we haven't bought you your ice cream yet?
A man has to have some vices. But I'll tell you what. You choose whatever you want from this table, and I'll go off and buy the ice cream.
Look at him.
What it look like.
Let's do it.
Up the way.
Get out of the way. Hey, watch out,
jerk,
asshole.
Move. We'll get your ice cream.
Where's my wallet?
I ain't got it.
Guess what? I got up to the front of the line and discovered I forgot my wallet. This time you two come with me. But I'm gonna have to borrow some money.
I think we can manage that.
Carol! Where have you been?
Well, I haven't seen you for a couple of weeks. I thought you deserted me.
What happened, Paul?
Nothing.
Well, you didn't forget your wallet. You never forget anything.
I'll tell you about it later.
I could stay. I could do the interview another time.
The senator's only here for a day. If I were you, I wouldn't miss the opportunity. I'll see you at dinner, okay?
Okay.
Hey, Paul! You coming aboard?
Super fine.
Easy, my man. We got business.
I got a delivery for Mr. Kersey.
Who from? Who is this delivery from?
I can't rub out 10 years of marriage like it never happened. I've got to think of the children.
Just her, no one else here. And we wanted to give Mr. Kersey his wallet back. Personally.
Hey, man, look at that. Isn't that pretty?
No! No! No!
Lady, you disturb the neighbors, I'm gonna cut you into little pieces and eat you for dinner.
Check out the window for the man.
here forever.
Hey, I want him. Just be cool, man. You come.
Irvana, you want a bit? Is there any left?
Has it?
You wait in here. Watch for the man.
Let's see what Rosaria has for dinner. Rosaria! Rosaria! We're home!
There is only one truth about the use of the death penalty. Why do we kill people who kill people? To show that killing is wrong.
Thank you, Senator. That was Senator Robert McLean, and this has been News Desk, brought to you by KABC Los Angeles. I'm Jerry Nichols.
Irvana, how long we gotta stay here?
Oh, it's nice here.
Yeah, and we got a nice little lady.
What are we gonna do? Waste it?
She's seen us. She can finger us all.
The man saw me twice, up close.
Oh, man. We look all the same to Whitey anyway. He'll never pick you out, Jiver.
Oh!
Carol, is that you?
Not yet, but as soon as we hear anything, we'll let you know. Mr. Kersey, the descriptions you gave the officers about your attackers, they're very unclear. Is there anything that you can add?
I came in this front door. There were two men standing there. There were at least two men back there. One of them hits me on the head, and I'm knocked unconscious.
Well, surely you saw one of them before you were attacked.
Hey, I told your man everything I know.
We understand that the same sort of thing happened in New York City. We ran it down in our computer.
Yeah, that's right. Some muggers followed my wife and daughter home from the market. The police there got a very good description of the muggers, too. But it didn't do any good.
We do what we can. Oh, one of my men found this on the floor.
Oh, honey, if they don't need us anymore, let's go back to my place. They're going to be all night.
Mr. Kersey, we just got some news about your daughter.
How is she?
Is this your daughter, Mr. Kersey? Mr. Kersey, is that Carol?
You go on back to bed. I want to stay here a while. I'll be along in a moment.
Unto Almighty God, we commend the soul of our sister Carol, and we commit her body to the ground. Earth to earth, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. Ensure and certain hope of the resurrection unto eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Don't worry about the new building, Paul. It can wait.
Oh, I'll be back soon.
It's not necessary.
It is for me. Thanks for the use of your cabin.
Department of Building and Safety approved it while you were away.
Has Zelia chosen a building type yet?
We've drawn up what the building might look like in three different renderings, so he could compare how they'd look.
Call him up and make an appointment and I'll run it over. His wife will probably make the choice, but we'll let him run through the motions anyway.
Yes, get me Mr. Cass at the radio station, please.
Our market is local news. Fires, traffic jams, droughts.
I'm not so sure, Elliot. We've got our awards for international reporting.
I don't give a damn about awards. Maybe X's local news has kept us out of first place too damn long.
You're the boss, Elliot. If you want, we'll take him on traffic jam for traffic jam.
Paul, see you later. Why didn't somebody tell me you were here?
Got some news for you. Your building's been approved.
Oh. What's it gonna cost me?
Well, if you get it in a steel frame with reflective glass, it'll cost you $250 a square foot. Wooden frame, $100 a square foot. Concrete, $150 a square foot. All the figures are right here.
I can't believe these prices.
Welcome back. I see you made a noisy comeback.
Hello. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
I heard you were in the building.
I was just gonna drop by and see
you. See you tonight.
Jerry, you know, I don't feel like I'm fit company for socializing. Not yet, anyway.
Paul! Are you out there? Come on back.
Mr. Kersey, I was at your office. They told me you'd be here. We were hoping you'd come down and look at some mugshots. See if you could pick out some of those people that were in your apartment.
You know, it happened so fast. No, I don't think so.
The pictures might jog your memory.
There really isn't any use.
$50 a month, no TV, no music after 11, and no police. Mr.
Kimball.
No police, you hear?
I hear.
Thank you.
Shall I join you?
It's young.
Well, who were you expecting? Raquel Welsh?
What brings you here?
I thought I'd come and see you. Well, it doesn't happen too often these days. Half my wardrobe's here, and I'm getting very bored with wearing the other half.
Jerry, I'm gonna be a while. Why don't you go on and do what you're gonna do, and I'll see you back in the office.
Hello, yes. I have some locks here that need changing. Could you do it for me today, please? you believe in Jesus?
Yes, I do.
Well, you're going to meet him.
Hello.
You're in.
I've been in all night.
I called.
I haven't been answering the phone. Those newspaper people keep calling ever since. Well, I just haven't had an answer.
Can I cook dinner for you tomorrow night?
Friday night's better.
Friday night, then.
Okay.
The two men were found the night shot dead in the now vacant Hollywood Hotel on Hollywood Boulevard. Police believe the two deaths are drug-related. Names have been withheld pending notification of the families.
Six, yes, six free films to go on your camera. All three amazing films for $24.
It's 9 o'clock here in Los Angeles. The temperature is 72 degrees. We'll go over to Jane Saunders for some traffic.
There's a holdup on Hollywood Boulevard at Western where a traffic accident has tailbacks for half a mile. So drivers, be sure to avoid Hollywood at Western.
That's it, kiddo. Give them the local news.
Of course, in my case, my car's such a mess anyway. A few more bangs wouldn't make much difference. Now, here's Jerry Nichols with some news of an experiment in Illinois that's taking young people away from crime.
In Illinois State Prison.
Thank you.
get this straight. Some guy pops up out of nowhere. He starts shooting, and you and your wife don't know what he looks like.
That guy saved our lives, damn it. Where the hell were you guys, giving out parking tickets?
Hold him. All right, ladies.
Hey, Ben, over here.
What did he look like?
He was,
He was a very good citizen, that's what he was.
He was a killer. Now you want to stay here forever? Play it that way. You're vital witnesses. Now don't play games with me. You both saw him. Now I want the description.
He's 21. Blonde with a club foot.
It's funny. From where I was, he was a large black man with a red beard. Now you let these guys get me to the hospital, or I'm going to give the press interviews you won't believe.
Take
him. Hold the path upstairs. I said hold it off.
You know what we got here, don't you? A goddamn vigilante.
My wife goes to May's class. Would you believe that? The police commissioner's wife at May's class learning to spray attackers. Now you tell me there's a vigilante out there. My God. The lid's only just kept down as it is. I can just see all kinds of panic citizens taking to the streets if this gets out. They'll knock off anyone with long hair or tacky clothes.
I think that I can find them.
If we even start an investigation, the press will hear of it. I learn half of what goes on in my own force from the newspapers. Tell me, wasn't there a vigilante in Boston about 5 years ago?
New York.
New York, right. Get on to them, see how they handled it. It stopped there.
Well, what about this report? You've,
I know. The Los Angeles police has asked for advice on their vigilante situation. But there's something else you should know, sir. Paul Kersey now lives in Los Angeles.
You suggesting that Kersey's out there killing again?
Paul Kersey was an interesting man. So I kept a loose tab on him. He worked in Chicago for a while, where he met an old friend of his who ran a radio station in L.A. And he transferred his business out there.
But that doesn't mean that he's the Los Angeles vigilante.
No, sir.
But Christ, what if he is?
Yes, sir.
If he is, and if he's caught, the trail leads straight back to us. We had him and we didn't prosecute.
A damn good reason. Street crime was down 50%. Muggers were afraid to go out on the streets.
Never mind that, Commissioner. We know we'd have a martyr on our hands if we brought him to trial. But the fact is, we let him go. If he's caught now, he'll tell the world we let him go. I'd be disbarred. It'd be the end of your career, Mr. Commissioner. And you, Inspector, would not collect your pension.
And I retire this year.
Well, it's quite simple. We have to get him before they get him.
We?
You.
Well, I could go to Los Angeles and answer to their request. And I'll try to find out if Kersey is up to his old tricks again. And if he is, I'll try to stop him. Quietly.
Kill him.
Good to see you.
Frank, welcome to L.A.
Thank you.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. Is this the file?
Newspaper clippings and police photographs on Paul Kersey. Most of them, of course, are about how his daughter and his housekeeper were killed by muggers.
We check out every person who suffered a loss through muggings in the last 6 months, particularly a death.
How many people did I give you?
Deaths, 96. Seriously injured, 1,500. Rapes, 579. I can go on.
Tied down a lot of men that way.
What did you do?
We tried that route, but we gave up. I'm going back to the hotel. I won't lie down. I think I caught a call on the plane. And the smog doesn't help anyway.
Hey, babe.
Yeah.
You're not holding out on me, are you?
Hey, one cop to another. Would I do a thing like that? It's all right, Miss Nichols. I'm a policeman.
How did you get in?
It comes with the job. You'd be amazed at the things they teach us.
Now, what's a New York cop doing breaking into my apartment?
It's about your friend, Mr. Paul Kersey.
How do you know it?
It comes
with the job.
He killed 9 people in New York City 4 years ago.
You're not serious.
I'm very serious.
What station are you from?
West 75th Street. It won't help calling anybody.
Well, they sent you, didn't they?
Well, not exactly.
Was Mr. Kersey charged with killing 9 people?
He was not. See, the people he killed were muggers. Even though the public never knew who he was, he became a hero. And there were those that felt we should encourage him to stop and leave it at that. But now you see, he's doing it again. Here, in Los Angeles.
But there's no one I can call to verify all this.
My chief thinks I'm on vacation.
You break in here and you tell me you think Paul's a murderer. What else are you entitled to tell me?
We think it would be better if he stopped. I asked him once. Didn't seem to work. I think maybe he'll listen to you.
I hardly ever see him outside of the radio station.
Doesn't it make you wonder what he may be doing at night?
Friend. A man.
What man?
Calm down. Where do you think I've been?
Killing muggers.
You're crazy.
A New York cop broke into my place tonight.
Not that, what the hell's his name? Frank Ochoa.
He said he talked to you once.
He asked me not to kill muggers.
He told me that.
Yes, that's true.
That you killed muggers?
No, that he asked me not to.
Why would he ask you not to if you weren't doing it in the first place?
Listen, when a policeman finds a killer, what does he do?
They arrest him. Well, he did seem a bit odd.
Not only odd, the guy is crazy. It's that simple. He had a moment in his life when he was somebody. He was in charge of the vigilante killings in New York. He was all over the newspapers, the television, asked a lot of questions. And the most important question they asked him was, who is the vigilante? Have you found the vigilante? And of course he hadn't. And me, I was one on a long list of people who had family killed by the muggers. For all I know, he might have accused every one of them. But he became such a damn pest that I left New York. But I'll be damned if I leave Los Angeles. I'm not gonna let him come between you and me.
I thought things had.
What?
Come between us.
Hell no. Stay the night?
I thought you'd never ask. Get a key again?
Oh, yeah. pier. You can have it copied. Now, don't lose it. We may not be able to get back in tonight.
Oh, I can't see you tonight.
Why not?
It's Judy's birthday, and I'm staying over with her in Carmel after the party.
Now, who's keeping us apart?
Hello.
Frank, hi.
Mike? I hate to ask you this after you've been so helpful, but could you do something for me tonight?
Yeah, go ahead. What is it?
I want you to take my car and park it outside the front of Paul Kersey's house.
Of the kings of the earth. One of these days he'll be called King of Kings. Yes, that isn't the end. Prince of Kings is just the beginning of his glory. We must confess it now, that if thou shalt confess the Lord Jesus in thy mouth,
follow it.
What do we do now?
We wait.
Let me check the color.
I really am a nice guy, but you act like a fool around me.
You got the bread for this.
This is police business.
I ain't known for my community spirit. Show me some money.
Here, start with this. Go ahead, will you?
Furman.
What's that?
It's one of those historical monuments. There's nothing there this time of night.
You wait here. You get the other half when I get back. Whatever happens, wait here. If you hear shooting, don't worry. It's just target practice.
I'll be damned, you. You stuck your neck out for me?
It was you or them. Did you get them all?
One of them got away.
Get the motherfucker for me. Oh, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
Bastard. I knew he was holding out on me.
Lieutenant, over here.
Listen, I report firmly in San Pedro. We need some more photographers down here. What about the fingerprints?
Who blew away the car?
A big man.
Who did it?
No sign of a cab that called in. The cab service said that he was just passing by. He didn't see anything.
Yeah, they just want to stay out of trouble. Listen. You're gonna die right here if I don't hear who killed that cop.
Nevada! He got away!
How's that?
Nevada! Nevada! Charles Wilson! Fuck!
Put out a tracer on Nevada, also known as Charles Wilson, for murder.
There's no hurry.
How can an entrance door cost $500,000?
Your wife is a very expensive designer. She wants Italian marble, Mexican mosaic, sculpted angels blowing horns on either side of the doorway. Costs a lot of money. But here, we've drawn it up in concrete. Even has the angels on either side of the door. Costs a hell of a lot less. Why don't you ask your wife about it?
She'll hate it.
Ask her anyhow. Let me know one way or the other, will you?
Well, do you know what time they're gonna make their move? Uh-huh. Well, thanks, Sergeant. Will you please keep those calls coming in?
All right.
Hi, Fred. What's happening?
Well, there's a big shootout last night at Point Fermin down San Pedro. There were five people killed, including a New York cop. Our manager department says that the attack squad's been called in. I want you glued to those police monitors. Glued. A man called Wilson, he got away from the shootout last night. And the word is they may move to take him sometime this afternoon. And if they do, I want someone there. We could use a good exclusive.
Say, Fred, where do you get these monitors?
Oh, we adapt them ourselves. Lots of people do.
Happen to have a spare one lying around?
There was one that we were going to get rid of. Here, we got better ones now, but this one still works pretty well. A gift from KABC Radio. Now, the TAC squad, they operate on this band, and they identify with 3A90. And the truth is, the programs are a lot more interesting than ours.
Thanks, Fred.
Force is behind the district guard, making Charlie available, and we'll handle. Charlie, that's 2 West 97 apartment, 4th Street.
3A68, subject's residence located as 914 Fillmore. Units moving into position.
5H13, this is 3A90. We can use a definite 1020.
Affirmative, 914 Fillmore. Stay clear. No units to move in till I give the word.
Squad 3 moving into position. Over.
5H13, this is 3A90. We have eyeball on your 1030. Over.
Has he spotted you?
Negative. We're across the street from the 1020. Can take him now.
Hold it, he's mine.
Standing by.
3A90, this is 5C61. Subject just entered 1020 with two exits.
3A46, subject lighting object appears to be narcotics. Permission to move in.
Negative. I don't want those women involved. Wait till he comes out. 3A6,
George, you got a cigarette?
We are in position. Section 804, await instructions.
Hey,
someone just jumped onto the roof of 914. Confirm it was one of us. Over.
How the hell do I know who it is? Hold your positions!
The birthday party.
Oh, we're getting a bit old for birthdays. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah. I saw it.
Do you know anything about it?
No more than you do.
I understand your station, KABC, got an exclusive this afternoon when they caught the guy who killed him.
I heard it in the car.
Have you eaten?
No, I drove straight here when I heard the news.
Let's go to a nice place tonight.
Okay, but I'd like to freshen up first.
How long will it take you? About an hour?
About that.
Pick you up in an hour.
You know, I rather liked him.
He was nutty, just like I told you.
Well, at least they caught the man that killed him. See you later.
Prosecution has presented only circumstantial evidence that Charles Wilson was the person that shot and killed Detective Frank Ochoa on the night of May 14th. It is proven that the defendant attacked several police officers on May 15th. But psychiatric testimony indicates that he was under the influence of PCP, a mind-altering drug.
Charles I. Wilson was remanded to the McLaren State Hospital until such time as the medical examining board finds him fit to resume his place in society. And I suppose this is the Dr. Clark that's going to turn him into a little angel, huh?
Would a normal prison do any better?
Keep him from killing somebody else for a while. This all the stuff that's going into your article? When's it come out?
Well, I've got a couple more sessions at the hospital. It's due to go in the July issue.
You really believe all this?
Yes, I do. And you might, too, if you heard Clark.
You think he could swing me over?
Well, if you met him, you might learn some.
Maybe you're right. Maybe you're right.
I'm so sorry to have kept you waiting.
Dr. Clark, this is Mr. Kersey.
I'm so glad you wanted to come along. The more people that understand our work, the better.
I appreciate your letting me come. Say, doctor, where is the men's room?
Oh, let me show you. You go straight down the hall, around the corner,
and second on your left.
Thank you.
The right.
Gave me the cover.
How about that? Next month, Jerry Nichols on Crime and Punishment in Los Angeles. That's terrific.
You think Elliot will give me a raise?
He might give you a reduction because of all the hours you've spent at the hospital.
Well, you've spent enough time there. You must know the place nearly as well as I do.
Yeah, but I'm still not converted. All those theories. Or just that, theories.
Dom Perignon? Enjoy your lunch. Can't be my birthday. That was last month. And you forgot. But that's all right.
Will you marry me?
Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
You're not sick?
Might be after I see the check, but I feel fine now. Easy, easy. This stuff costs $3 a drop. That was a $9 kiss.
I accept. That'll teach you.
This is the way it'll go. Next Wednesday, we'll catch the midnight flight to Acapulco and get married in Mexico.
And I thought you weren't a romantic.
After the program, you'd drive to my place. Then off we go.
Let's get smashed. Then I want it in writing.
Charles Wilson. I believe he's in C block. Is that right?
Yes, C block, section 6, room 30. It's that way.
Thank you. Dr. Carter. Court appointed a therapist for Charles Wilson.
We don't have your name down here.
My appointment is for 9 o'clock.
Well, they usually give me a list with doctors coming through.
I was told that Mr. K would be here on duty.
Well, that's me, but I can't let you through on this.
Well, Mr. K, I'm already late. I'd like to finish up and get back home to dinner. Now, if you don't mind, would you please show me to room 30?
Hi, Eileen. Cooking all by yourself, did you?
That's right.
If you don't want to stay for dinner, just punch 3600 to get out.
3600? Okay.
I've got to take the doctor down here.
Enjoy the food, then. Will Dr. David Middlemass please go to Ward 16? Dr. Middlemass to Ward 16, please.
Score will remain as the call is offside against the Rough Riders. The Tigers have declined the score.
Do you want to use the interview room here or see him in the cell?
This will do. Mm. What's all that back there?
Well, that's the electroshock room. Since you fellas took over, they don't use it very much. It's all done with kindness now. Isn't that right, Doctor?
Therapy.
Call it what you like. Okay, Wilson, you got a visitor. Let's go. You know the routine. You want me to stay?
It's not necessary.
Oh, if you need me, just pull this. I'll get my dinner.
I said to my wife, where do you want to go for your anniversary? She said, I want to go somewhere I've never met before. I said, try the kitchen.
He raped and killed my daughter.
I read about it.
I'll give you 3 minutes till I ring the alarm. You're wasting time. To open a door, you punch out
3600.
That's right.
Thank you. set to Tidawai. 1327.
And that ends our presentation of Music on the Sweet Side for now. But I'll be back at midnight with some more relaxing, kind of restful sounds for your late night listening.
KABC News Time at 10:30. The murder of Charles Wilson in McLaren Hospital has just been revealed by authorities. The murder took place tonight of the man accused of murdering New York policeman Frank Ochoa. Charles Wilson was undergoing psychiatric treatment in the hospital. It is not clear at this time whether the killing was by other prisoners, but there seems to be evidence that a man entered Wilson's cell disguised as a doctor. Gang warfare in downtown Los Angeles tonight turned into looting and violence against the police when a pitched battle was fought on Fifth Street. 15 arrests were made and 7 policemen were injured.
Conference this morning, Inspector Mankiewicz denied that 2 murders in downtown Los Angeles were the work of a vigilante. But rumors still persist that the spate of street killings by a person unknown may be by a citizen turned vigilante.
It didn't happen much these days.
My wife wants it. We'll have it.
You got it.
Don't put up a building every day nowadays.
Okay.
Hey, Paul. You've been pals for a long time.
Yep.
I know Jerry's going must have hit you. Have you been drinking?
Hey, you know better than that.
Where the hell have you been at night? I've called you dozens of times.
Oh, well, I don't often answer the phone. I ring, sometimes I answer, sometimes I don't, but I'm fine.
Betty's giving a new building party next Thursday. We'd like you to join us.
I'll be there.
Are you sure you're free?
What else would I be doing?